producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from a top CEO. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy.
And we are with a family company that has become the largest quality water cooler company in the world, called Electrotemp Technologies. And with Sasha Yui, who is the CEO. Hi, Sasha.
Hi.
And with Andy Yui, who is the CMO.
Hey.
So, and Andy is brilliant at innovation. You have to hear all these insights. But really, talk about what your business is. And I do have to say, in full disclosure, I found these guys because I bought a water cooler for my kitchen, and it was great. It was stainless steel, but it had the K-Cup technology built in, so I don't have to change that every day. So I love that. And I have just this, I've fallen in love with this product. It's one of my favorites. And so I actually reached out to you guys. So thanks so much for coming into New York to do this interview right now. So let's start off. Just talk about what the Electrotemp Technologies Incorporated company is. Sasha.
Well, first of all, thanks for having us on the show. Electrotemp is a quality manufacturer and distributor of water coolers. We produce in China at our own facility, and we ship all across the globe, concentrating mostly on North America, but we are expanding to other markets. We also produce water cooler related products, and we're focusing right now on the product that you mentioned, the one with the combination K-Cup compatible coffee brewer. So, in a nutshell.
And so I want to ask you, Andy, then, because on innovation, so what I find is the coffee is the hottest and the water is the coldest. And I don't really understand how that works, but my kids, like my son Josh, loves this. He sits by the cold water and pours out, and it's like iced water. How do you go about innovation for something like that?
Well, when we started manufacturing water coolers, we basically ran up with a lot of problems. Like, our customers told us that the cold water in water coolers is spotty. Sometimes it's cold, sometimes it's not. And the hot water in the same situation. So when we approached water cooler, we started from the ground up and redesigned every part in a new way. So with the cold water, the traditional way that it's done is there's a cold water tank, and the water itself is measured with a thermostat, and when it gets cold enough, it shuts off. But the problem with that is it's not maintained at that cold temperature. It slowly warms up, and then it starts again. So the issue is, if you get your water at the end of the cycle, it's too warm. So it's kind of like in a wave. It goes cold, and then warm, cold, warm, cold, warm. So we said, well, how can we fix this? We said, you know what? Ice. People use ice in cups. They put the ice in, and it stays at an ice-cold temperature. So we designed the ice to be formed in the cold water tank. And before we came out with this technology, this was actually a problem with other water coolers, because when ice formed in the tank, water wouldn't come out because it would freeze all the pipeways. So people avoided this. They intentionally made their water not ice cold so they wouldn't freeze up the system. So we designed it so that we could make ice in the system and still allow the water to drop out. So we applied this type of problem-solving mentality to the entire cooler. Now, very similar to the hot water. It's often hot enough, but then when it cools down and you pour and make some tea, the tea is flavorless because the water is too cool. So we designed a system where hot water is maintained at an exact temperature ideal for tea. So this is the type of stuff we apply to the entire cooler, and we're constantly looking how we can improve on energy use, cold, hot output, and all the other features.
And that's, I think, why you guys are growing so quickly from a startup in just 2001, is this intense focus on innovation. But there's another part you focus on, quality. So, Sasha, I'm going to ask you about that. How do you view your focus on quality? Because it seems to be almost anal, retentive to me. It's intense, everything you do.
Quality is extremely important in terms of giving the customer a positive experience. If you give the customer a positive experience, they're going to tell their friends. The friends are going to purchase. It's excellent for retaining customers, because if you have no problems, if your quality is high, you're going to get more orders. Quality extends to, you know, so many different aspects of the business. It extends to the the human resources you have. It extends to the manufacturing process. It extends to the innovation process and the assembly. But the focus on quality is one of our core principles that we like to exercise. Just really for the reason of giving the customer.
Oh, okay, you mentioned human resources.
Yeah.
How do you do that specifically, and how do you go about hiring?
My hiring practice is a little unorthodox. What I do is I will have anywhere between 10 to 20 candidates per position, and I hire solely on the basis of personality. I really don't look into what they've done in the past, what experiences they have, or abilities they have, other than are they able to hold down a job for, you know, more than a year, ideally 3 years. And my hiring process is relatively simple. I'll just sit down and have small talk with them, and I will get a feeling for them. Are they an attentive person? Do they have energy? Are they happy? I look for a good feeling in that person, and I don't get hung up on past qualifications.
So you won't look at someone and say, "Oh, you have a great educational background. We want to hire you."
No. No, anything that they need to learn within the company, they can learn from others in the company or from management. So if they have a willingness to learn, if they have a desire...
But how do you know that when you ask them questions?
It's strange. There's no there's no textbook for it. I think you need to just feel them out, and you have to look at them and assess whether or not you think this person is capable, is good, is excited, is happy to be working in the company.
This is Robert Reese on CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We are with Sasha Huey and Andy Huey, who are the CEO and CMO of Electrochem Technologies, which has become very quickly in 10 years the world's largest quality water cooler manufacturer. So I want to ask you a question about your family business. This was really, your dad was the impetus in getting this all going, and you are still a very closely held family business. What mistakes do you think people can make in family businesses that they need to avoid, that maybe you've learned a lesson from? Oh, they're like looking at each other, and he's like, you know, that's the first one, the first CEO.
I think one of the biggest mistakes a family business can run into is not identifying what core competencies each member has and not leveraging those. So if Andre is good at innovation and marketing, we'll let Andre do that.
Mm-hmm.
If Sasha is good at operations, at organizing things, at bringing parts together, let him do that.
And one of the things that, it can get pretty intense when there's some important decisions that need to be made. And one thing that we found is that you really have to be able to talk to each other without going crazy and discuss all the problems and really work them out. Because there's been some times where there's been some big make it or break it decisions that we've managed to work together through as a family. And
So how do you make the final decision if you're both encamped in something as two of the leaders?
The right decision is the logical decision, and both parties will see that.
And they'll eventually, when you talk to them enough, they will see that. Okay, we have about a minute more. I just want to ask you very quickly, what was the secret to such exceptional growth from starting 10 years ago to where you are today?
Well, we started with nothing. The first thing that we started with was me and my brother started cold calling a lot of people in the industry, and we got in there with a lower cost item. And then from that, once we developed relationships, we moved to our more technologically intricate products like the water coolers. But one of the key things that with our business is that we really focus on quality and innovation. We looked at the other products in the marketplace and said, well, what are they missing? How can we improve on that? And we developed a reputation for quality and also innovation. And with that, we constantly have been revealing new products, and that's kept our customer base.
And there you have it. We are about to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how you actually build.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels. Workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance. and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're speaking today with Sasha Yui and Andy Yui, who are the CEOs and CMO of Electratemp Technology, which is the world's largest quality water cooler. And I told you in the start of the thing, the way I found this is I have this product, and I make my coffee with it every day, and it's one of the best products I've found. It sounds like a commercial here, but the coffee is hotter than ever. The water is immediately always cold. And it's also this chrome, which sort of, whatever, fits in the kitchen with what my wife has. So it's a win-win there. So what I do want to talk about, we mentioned companies like Walmart. So you have major distributors like Walmart, Sam's Club, Costco. How does a company who's new to the game and very successful very quickly, how do you actually build those relationships to grow? Andy?
Well, at first, to tell you the truth, I was nervous. I would think, well, why would Walmart want to deal with me? Why, they're so huge. But eventually I said, you know what? Let's just give it a try. Let's make these interviews happen. So we called them. Some of them took a while to get through to the buyer and arrange meetings. But once we got in there, we showed our product. It was just as good quality as the competitors, and the pricing was also attractive to the buyer. So they gave us a chance. We presented the products and we explained our benefits. But I think the first thing was getting over that feeling that we weren't good enough. Once we had that confidence and went in there and presented well and showed that we had a better product, then we started acquiring these customers. Another tactic that we've used is to start selling online. It's much easier to sell products online at these retailers because in-store they'll carry one or two items.
I think that's what my wife bought it through
Amazon, yes. I checked the files.
Yeah.
Oh, doing your D&B on me. Uh-oh.
Information technology, it's great.
But all these kind of, like Walmart, Costco, will carry in-store maybe one SKU. But online, they'll maybe carry 10. So it's easier to get selling online. And once you're online, if the sales are good, you support the product well, and you work with the your customer, then often what will happen is the in-store buyer will say, hey, that's selling really good online. Let's try it in-store.
Oh, I see. And is the goal ultimately to get more to in-store?
In-store
is also
volume.
Commercial for you as well.
Yeah.
But then you have all sorts of inventory issues.
Yeah, well, online is tricky, right? Because if you don't have enough product, then you can't supply the customer. And the customer gets upset because their customers are waiting for it, and they got to say, it's on back order. So it's tricky. But on the other hand, you don't want an overstock issue because that ties up all your funds. Mm-hmm. So we really have worked with Sasha on our inventory and ordering products based on previous sales and really monitoring the trends and ordering exactly what we need.
Yeah. Now, I am going to say I want to talk customer service. Now, in full disclosure, one of the models I got, there was one thing that I didn't like with it. And then this was, I find the best companies, they prove themselves during challenge. Because then I got on the phone, I outreached, and I spoke with, I think her name's Jane, and she's French, and was off the charts. The most communicative, really intelligent person who knew everything about the product and immediately solved the issue and said, okay, we're going to get this new issue, and even told me when it wasn't coming. And then when it was, And that's what really made me say, boy, these guys, that's the reason they're so fast growing. Talk about the whole customer service model and what you do.
Well, good customer service is essential for a variety of reasons. It not only enables you to retain customers or gain new customers, but it solves the problem, you know, quickly when you have good customer support. You don't want it to last, you know, five rounds on the telephone going back and forth. You want your customer service department to be communicative and follow up with customers that are having you know, problems or inquiries. And the job really isn't done until the answer is given or the part is received.
But do you tell people you have to do this, or do you give them leeway to do what they need?
Half and half. Mm-hmm. Half and half. If you have competent staff, they can carry through most of the problems. But if you have something that is a little bit tricky, they have to have the head on their shoulders to go and ask the managers, you know, what do I do in this circumstance, or this is the situation, how should I address it? So for example, yours, the unit was on back order. Mm-hmm. And we had quite a few other customers.
I love this, that, you know, mine particularly, you've over a million a year. That's good. I like it, but keep going.
So there are quite a few other customers in your position, and I said, look, you told them that it would be there in a week. It's not going to be there in a week. You got to call them back. If you can't get them on the phone, you have to email them. If they don't respond to your email, you got to call them back, and you got to keep track of, you know, every single case and keep them apprised of the situation, because it's not only the correct thing to do for the business, it's the right thing to do as a human being. You're taking people's money, and they have to. You have to honor that.
Andy? One of the reasons we've been so heavily focused on customer service in this day and age is also a little bit of a, I guess, self-interested one, is that we found that when our customers are upset, they tell people about it online. They'll go and they'll post reviews, negative reviews, complain about us or customer service. So we've really found that, you know, if we give exceptional customer service, treat the customer right, that it helps us as well. We get a good reputation, you know, and it protects our brand reputation as well.
Okay, you've about a minute and a half left. Two questions. First, quickly, you in China, about 185,000 square foot with about 500 employees. What are insights? A lot of entrepreneurs listening in here, hundreds of thousands, who want to know insights to dealing with China effectively.
Well, doing business in China is not a simple thing. There's a lot of cultural differences, barriers, I would call them. It's one of I would say smartest things to do is to cultivate a very strong and close relationship with your suppliers. You have to bring them on board. You have to help them improve. And that all translates into a higher quality product and a frictionless business environment.
And you also once told me it's about vision, right? You have to engage within your vision.
Definitely.
Okay, well, the last question, about 40 seconds left. Right now your primary business is water coolers. What's the future going to be of electro-technologies?
Well, a recent project we've been working on the past year is we're expanding into other appliances that are related, because just like with the water coolers, we see that other products we can improve on the features and quality. So we're going to apply the same problem-solving mentality to other home appliances and expand that way, sideways. Yeah.
There you have it. So we have just been speaking with Electro-Temp Technology CEO and the CMO, brothers who have quickly taken over the quality water cooler business. Phenomenal company, and look out for them in the future, and I'll look out for more innovations as well. Great having you on the CEO show.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
We use mobile. mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to the Entrepreneurial CEO Show. With my co-host, Ralph Anderson, CEO of The Green Group, we'll interview great entrepreneurs who will share insights on innovation, overcoming challenges, and building success. For commercial-free podcasts of all your interviews, go to www.greenco.com. Hope you enjoy.
I'm here today with David Allen. How are you, David?
Good, thanks, Robert. Ralph?
Hey, David. How are you? And David is the CEO of MSR Studios. So talk about what's happening in the recording studio business these days.
Well, I think there's been a lot of reports about the demise of the industry, and I guess compared to the heyday back in the 70s and 80s when there was a real glamour, even the 90s, real glamour associated with it, and people at all levels, top stars, up-and-coming, even people doing demos, kind of had to use commercial facilities. That has changed. What hasn't changed, though, is that the top stars still demand and use commercial facilities because they realize that in order to get the best possible product and to give their fans the best possible representation of their abilities, they still have to work with professionals in a professional environment. I mean, I think I can liken it to the home printing revolution that happened when personal computers, desktop publishing, it didn't change. If you were a good writer, you're still a good writer, and you're still using traditional means. Maybe you're not using a typewriter, but it didn't change that industry. There's still professional writers. They haven't gone away. There's still professional booksellers. They haven't gone away. So I think, you know, premature death of our industry, I don't buy it.
So, David, you've had 150 platinum records or so.
Golden platinum, yes.
Other than that, and which is great, what are some of the highlights that the studio has provided over the last, let's say, 10 or 15 years?
Well, I think this particular facility, in addition to the pop and the R&B and hip-hop rock stars that we cater to regularly, we're also sort of the go-to place in New York City for all the Broadway soundtracks. And it's something that I'm quite proud of. There's a lot of technical demand involved in that, and also the place has to sound good. And if it didn't, we wouldn't be getting that kind of work.
What are some of the Broadway soundtracks?
Just in the last year, If Then... I mean, I would actually have to look at my calendar. I'm so bad about this, I apologize.
You know what it is? It's because you have too many people. He's had in the studio from Mick Jagger, Aretha Franklin, to
Spider-Man,
Peter Bryson, Madonna.
So, I mean, we talk about big ones every year. And with Spider-Man a couple of years ago, they were here for 3 months during the soundtrack for the musical. Motown, with the musical over here. It's a funny thing because I watched
the
awards.
Day
well, for 25 years, we were the place that the Macy's Day Parade would do all the pre-records. And what that means is that the floats are going by and there's music playing, but they're not musicians there. Where's the music coming from? Well, from this studio where they pre-recorded it and sync it up to the floats when they do the parade. So for 25 years, that was a great gig.
So I want to ask you about dealing with stars. You know, you have like Aretha Franklin come in here. What is the right way to deal with these people who are these true icons where they want to keep coming back?
Okay, comfort. And never get too familiar with them because you can't. They're not your friend that you grew up with, and you can't presuppose that you know how they think. Show them respect. Show them the kind of respect that somebody who's earned it deserves. You know? And if they open the door to let you become more familiar, that's their choice. But you got to start from that point.
Yeah, I know Aretha Franklin, when she came over, you were once telling me they turned up, she wanted the heat really hot.
Well, she
special to me.
She gets cold very easily. So even during the summer, she wanted the place at over 80 degrees. And we accommodated her in a studio that she booked out, but we have three studios in this facility. So we had to kind of work it out so that the other clients weren't inconvenienced, and that, you know, their studios,
their
private lounges were at the normal temperature. Yeah. So, I mean, there's a give and take. I mean, she's done a lot of great stuff here, including the American Idol final last year, which was satellite linked to the contestants in L.A. That was a real, real proud moment for the facility.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
If I had to ask you what keeps you up at night, what makes you what keeps you going, what keeps you up at night to worry about your industry and the issues you have to deal with?
Well, I think, like with any business, and it's funny because I have a lot of friends who own different types of business, restaurants, retail. It's the same story. Make sure that your employees are focused and motivated and get it. Make sure that your clients respect what you're providing with them and get it and keep coming back and don't mind paying a fair price. And also dealing with vendors and, you know, making sure that they deliver what they need to when they need to. I don't think it changes for any type of business. It's the same story. I always joked about it when I was with the Society of Professional Audio Recording Services when I was president of it. I joked about that there are always three phases of a business. It's like you're getting grief from your employees, you're getting grief from your clients, you're getting grief from both. And they were like, well, what about none of that? I go, no, never happens.
And which part of that do you feel you need to really really shine in that? Dealing with your clients, dealing with your employees, or into you?
I think it's a balancing thing between both. I mean, if you don't have clients, you don't have any need for employees. So I think the clients obviously come first, but the employees can't be an afterthought.
I would agree with that. Let's talk about when you were president of, in a sense, the industry. What did you learn from that opportunity? What challenges were there, and what did you gain?
Well, I think the greatest gift that being on the board of directors and ultimately president, as far as there was a camaraderie without competition, because it was made up of people from all different parts of the country, different levels of facility, so that we could actually talk very openly and very freely about things that affected us. I mean, the folks in California had much different labor issues than we have on the East Coast because of the labor laws in California. Insurance issues are something that pervade any business, any industry, and we were able to talk about issues, liability, workers' comp, disability, all the kind of things. I know it's boring, it's not glamorous, but these things do come up. We also did share stories about some of the more eccentric clients that we've had that I can't name, but that's okay.
Yeah.
But there are some really hysterical stories in the industry and rites of passage that employees get put through when they are moving up the ranks, and those are some pretty crazy stories.
Let's just talk about you in moving up to the level of CEO, and you built this from the ground up. What were real lessons you learned about success in business?
Oh, boy. Loaded question. Thanks, Robert.
And full disclosure, David and I have known each other for most of our lives, over 40 years, actually.
Yeah, it's funny. I think I got kind of thrown into the fire early on. I was very fortunate that I was able to get seed money to start my business in my mid-20s. And I'd just say the first couple of years were a little rocky because going in, not really knowing much about how business works. And I think until you're in it, it's kind of hard to actually know how to deal with circumstances. So, I mean, the first lesson was a great one, is that construction in New York, the studios have to be purposeful built for specific sound criteria, not just the sound you hear, but containing the sound within your own facility and keeping sound outside from getting in. So I learned that And it goes beyond your studios. Nothing in New York gets done under budget or on time. It's sort of like pick a number as a multiple, 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever your fancy is, and that's kind of where you're going to end up depending on how you budget it. So that was a definite not fun lesson learned early on. Lack of resources, lack of time, and then, you know, you kind of tread water while you get caught up. So these are good life lessons, but not for everyone.
We're going to take a commercial break. We're with David Amlin, the CEO of MSR Studios. Back in a few.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
With the many stock market ups and downs over these last few weeks, many people are asking themselves, are they doing the right thing? Do they have the right financial plan in place? Here's the real question. You should be asking yourself, do you have the right financial professional in place? Well, my friend Rocky DeFrancisco, attorney and founder of the Wealth Preservation Institute, has authored a new book called Bad Advisors, How to Identify Them and How to Avoid Them. In this book, you'll identify financial planners who are forbidden by their broker-dealers from giving you the best advice. You'll understand why most CPAs, EAs, and accountants don't even provide proactive advice to help you save for your taxes. And, of course, you're going to identify insurance agents who are forbidden from selling you the best products available in the marketplace. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. It's only your retirement dollars. And for a limited time, we're going to give you the free ebook version of this book, Bad Advisors, How to Identify Them, How to Avoid Them. Call right now, 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take control of your financial lives today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hi, this is Robert Reese and Ralph Anderson on the Entrepreneurial CEO Show, and we're here today with David Amlin, who is the CEO of MSR Studios, one of the largest recording studios in America. When did you know that you made it? When all of a sudden you start having all these huge names.
I think we'll have a conversation when the day comes. Yeah, that's what's
So you're still walking around as if you haven't made it yet in your mind.
I think
even though you're very successful.
One of the lessons I've learned is that you get to a certain point, and I've made this mistake, where you think you can kind of coast for a while and you can be like hands off and sort of just let things go on autopilot. And every time I've done that, within a couple of years, reality comes crashing down and it's like, oh my God, what was I thinking? I've got to dive back in and really be aggressive again and be on top of this stuff, because it isn't on autopilot. It never can be. No matter how good the people you surround yourself with, it cannot be.
So it goes back to my question that, you know, what are you afraid of at night? And you answered that already, so I get it. But you've learned from your experiences that you just can't accept and be complacent, right, in today's world. So brings me to my next question, which I always love to ask. Today's environment, innovation and disruptiveness. Are you an innovator, and do you think your industry is in a disruptive industry at this point, and how do you answer that at this point?
So when you say disruptive, can you be a little more specific?
Sure. Are you in an industry that is going to grow but needs certain innovations to exist, or can you muddle along those areas and say, okay, this is our business plan, and we don't really have to change it anymore. We'll just keep growing and growing and growing and going along the way we have the last 15 years?
I think it's disruptive in the sense that for anybody entering it now, it doesn't make financial sense. I mean, unless you're a superstar that doesn't mind the idea of getting to an industry where it's a wonderful toy to have for a superstar. But most of them come to realize after a while that the toy that they bought in lieu of a Ferrari or a Lambo or a Rolls, and it's a lot more money, but the toy that they bought, now they suddenly, it gets hungry and needs to be fed, and they can't do it on their own, and so suddenly they're opening their doors to other people, and the whole reason they did this is now gone. The exclusivity, their own place that they would always be able to work whenever, no more. And a lot of artists have learned that the hard way. And that was a problem years ago for my industry because we had a lot of competition that wasn't planned. Weren't business people opening facilities. They were superstars who were like, oh, I can do that. Why am I paying this guy? So I think it's a much smaller pool now in terms of the number of players, and this has happened throughout the country. Much smaller pool. There are a lot more facilities, but they're on such different levels. When you're starting to talk about higher end, much smaller pool. So that has been very disruptive, unfortunately.
So what do you think the future of the recording industry is going to be?
Well, I think it's sort of like, and I'm not going to go to horse and buggies, but there's a great analogy there in the sense that I'm going to answer your question indirectly. In the horse and buggy days, you had custom coach builders. And then the motor car came around, and suddenly, well, you didn't need these as much, but the custom coach builders adapted and were able to continue in a different venue. May not have made the same volume, but they still made money, they still survived, and they still do to this day. So I see that as sort of the future of my industry, is that there will be a handful of us left who are committed to it, either because we don't know better or we just love it too much, but we're going to be committed to it and keep it going, and I think there's a lot to be said for that.
Well, I think also you have the high-end recorders, that there's so much money in entertainment that they're definitely going to be the top.
Yeah, and I think we talked about this earlier before the interview started, just the idea that at the very top, the artists are used to a certain creature comfort level, environment, atmosphere, catering, whatever they need to be taken care of so that they can come in and just work and not think about the mundane stuff, but just think about the creative stuff.
A question on leadership. So I want to know about a little bit more of your leadership philosophy. You've had a unique background. That you've actually been mayor of Springfield, New Jersey. You're CEO of MSR Studios, and you've been the president of the industry. Is there any one lesson about leadership that to you really codifies David Allen?
Well, I think people who've got me after I was in my 20s, and I apologize to anyone who did when I was in my 20s. People got me, I'm kind of hands off. I subscribe to the leadership philosophy of set an agenda, set a master plan, find the right people, task them with the individual items they need to do, let them implement it, hold them accountable, and that's how I lead. If I'm hiring somebody to do something, I don't want to do their job. Otherwise, why did I hire them?
David, it's funny because hearing from you, it sounds like you're almost a dinosaur in your industry. But you also have a monopolistic industry as well. Meaning, so I know that almost sounds like an oxymoron, the two, but is it true? I mean, is that what you're looking at right now, where you're a dinosaur, not dying, but a dinosaur, but also you have great control of a monopoly because there's not many of you that can do this.
I think that's a fair description. And there are fewer of us than there were 10 years ago and 20 years ago, and that is probably not going to change. But for those of us who are here, we do serve a very important need to our community, and we continue to.
Okay, David, we have 30 seconds left. I'm going to ask you about golf and the lesson you learned from golf. Is there any lesson that you learned from golf that applies to leadership and business?
You know, that's really funny. So the best lesson from golf, because we all think we're better than we really are, is that there's some things you don't have control over, and the hardest part is just letting go at times and letting what happens, happens.
And there you have it. David Allen, CEO of MSR Studios. Great having you on the Entrepreneurial CEO Show.
Thank you.
Thank you, David.
paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.